Well, guest of the day this morning here at KMCH, we are joined by Abby Yeager with the great Jones County Fair in Monticello. Abby, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning to you guys. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
You know, we're doing really well. We are geared up and packed up for a fun-filled week.
Oh, yeah. We're looking forward to it. Five best days of summer. Kind of got started on Tuesday, but we're really focused on the rest of the week with some great concerts you've got coming up. Of course, some great 4-H FFA shows. So just let us know what we can expect as we head into this week.
Yeah, so tonight we're kicking off with our, we have our tractor pull at 7 p.m. It's the NTPA Classic, and so we kick that off tonight. It's a fun night in the park, and we also have some really great contests going on new this year. We have our mullet competition along with Bacon Buddies down in the show ring. We're really excited to have all those people in the gates today and to experience the fair on a Wednesday. We are lucky to have beautiful weather so far, so we are, you know, living the best 5 days of summer.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys were due for some good weather finally.
Yeah, we definitely were. We're hoping that we can stick at ride this little wave out of some good weather and come through with the sun and not too hot. We're looking really good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, after the NTPA poll tonight, you've got some great music with starting with Shinedown on Thursday night.
Yeah, we are coming in strong Thursday. We have Shinedown, and special guest is San Antonio with them, starting at 8 p.m. Tickets are still on sale for that one. And
Awesome.
It's just a really great night. They're going to have some great pyrotechnics, it sounds like. And they're really excited to be here. We've been really pleased with their excitement. So,
Awesome. Great concert for the rock fans.
Yeah, and
And
as we also, our
yeah.
barns are stacked on Thursdays too. We have our swine show, all of the different things going on. We're really excited. Our numbers are up in 4-H and FFA, and we're really proud to have that happening this year.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's always fun to walk through the barns and see all the animals and all the kids' projects in the
Yeah,
hall. And
exactly. Thursday's a good day to do that.
Yes, absolutely. And I've been hearing so much anticipation and excitement for Pitbull on Friday night.
Yeah, Mr. Worldwide will make his appearance Friday, and I don't know how to contain my excitement at this point. It's just been radiating through the air. And when they told me back, whenever they told me, I was kind of like, oh, Pitbull, that's interesting. But it's come full circle for me, and I am excited. And my parents are excited. The kids are excited. Everybody in Jones County is excited. We are so excited to bring Mr. Worldwide to Monticello.
That is awesome. And I know you've got one of country's biggest stars coming in on Saturday night with Jam Party.
Yeah, and I mean, who doesn't love a good party, right? And it's going to be the one of the best nights in Jones County. We're also, I mean, we saw him in Delaware County a few years ago. Everybody did. And we are just excited to blow that up here in Monticello and take it to another level. The track is currently sold out for Pitbull and John Party. And so, I mean, it's going to be a party.
It is going to be a party. And
Yeah.
then, yeah, and then you wrap it up on Sunday with We the Kingdom.
Yeah, We the Kingdom with Annie Wilson. People are really excited, and we were glad to bring back our Christian night again, closing out our Sundays. It's always a way to get right and end the week, so we're excited about that. We also have our barbecue contest going on all day from 1 to 4:30, and a lot of the horse show wraps up on Sunday for the FFA and 4-H kids. There's just, and this year, we're really excited about all the free grounds acts that we have. They are going on all day, everywhere. We have, I think, 11 total around the grounds. It's going to be really, really fun to be in Jones County for the next 5 days.
And one of the best parts about the Great Jones County Fair is the food.
Yeah,
Just,
I have
yeah.
got vendors stacked up this year. We have some of the fan favorites, you know, Chuckie's, the smoothies, all the things, the funnel cakes. We have gluten-free funnel cakes, gluten-free corn dogs. You know, we have a lineup of food.
That's awesome. And carnival rides and all sorts of other things going on at the fair throughout the week as well.
Yes, Carnival is here. They are moved in, and they are getting ready for, you know, a really big week ahead of us.
Yeah. What's your favorite part about the fair?
You know, I'm a mom of three, and so watching my kids throughout the week experience the fair, and I get to do this every day, and it's just a really humbling experience to be a part of something of this magnitude, and represent something that I'm so passionate about, and to see that come through in my kids, along with all the loyal fairgoers in Monticello. This Jones County, the love of this fair runs deep. And so it's just so humbling to get to see all the people. We worked so hard all year long to make this happen, along with our fair board, and seeing the reward that comes at the end with all these people getting to enjoy what we get to do. every year.
Oh, you guys do an amazing job down there. You get an amazing turnout every year, and kudos to everything that you guys are doing, all the work you're putting in. So.
Thank you so much. We're really excited. I think it's got to be probably one of the best years yet. We're really, really excited.
Oh, awesome. Can't wait. They can check out Great Jones County Fair if they want more info too, right?
Absolutely. And our Facebook page is updated quite frequently with information and just know before you go kind of stuff. We do have an online ticketing this year. It's cheaper to buy online than at the gate. Just some of those, office types of things that you can get. We put them on Facebook so everybody's aware.
Anything
else?
And
we'll look forward to seeing you in person here this week, too.
Yeah, so. I'll be up there on Friday during the lunch hour broadcasting.
Yeah.
So
I think we will visit with you then, and we'll have to recap. I'll see you in a few days and catch up with me then.
That sounds great. Awesome.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Me too. Thank you, Abby. Abby Yeager with the Great Jones County Fair. Guest of the day this morning here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.